led by the Spirit. This morning, when we think about God, we think about all the things that He did. We think about all the things that were expected and happened, but yet the unexpected happens so many times. As he was led by the Spirit, Samuel came to Bethlehem in search of the person that God had chosen to be the new king of Israel. See, God told Samuel that the next king of Israel would come from the family of Jesse. So Samuel invited Jesse to come to his home, and Samuel offered a sacrifice with Jesse's family. When the eldest son passed before them that day, Samuel was looking. He looked at this young man who was tall, who was good looking, but God told Samuel, that's not the right one. Seven sons came and passed before Samuel that day, yet he never felt God's Spirit move within him. Finally, Samuel said to Jesse, are all of your sons here? And Jesse said, no, my youngest son is taking care of the sheep. And Samuel said unto him, we will not sit down to eat until he comes here. So when David, the young shepherd boy, came into their presence, he's a little older. He's not that young kid of 12. He's a young man. But he's still the youngest of all of Jesse's children. He came into their presence, and Samuel knew within his heart, he knew within his spirit that day that this was the one that he was supposed to anoint it, and he did. He anointed him king of Israel. See, in the second chapter of 2 Samuel today, David has been anointed by the leaders of Judah. But now in the fifth chapter, we read how David is going to be anointed by the leaders of the northern tribes and of Israel so that David becomes the king of everything, a united Israel. In the 10th verse we have just read, and David became greater and greater. God had good things in store for David, and he became greater and greater. This story today is really a story about how David moved from being the eighth child, the youngest in a family, and becoming the greatest of kings. Those are two things today that we need to think about, we need to remember, we need to see. But the thing about this is usually in that day and time, everything was given to the older of the family. The oldest inherited, the oldest got the birthright, the oldest was made in leadership, the oldest was given. So here for it to be given to David, the youngest of the crowd. The first thing today that we see is it had not been a straight path to glory for the Lord's anointed one. You see, David may have been called by God, but his life would still have plenty of ups and downs. You see, as a young boy, we talked about this a few Sundays ago, he would go and volunteer in Saul's army. And he fought in that army, and he had a fight against Goliath with just a sling and five smooth stones. David would defeat that giant and bring a great victory to Israel. Yet before too long, Saul would turn on David, and David would have to flee for his very life because things began to happen in his life. And Saul's son Jonathan and David became the best of brothers. They were closer than brothers. And he began to get more power, and Saul became jealous. And so all of a sudden, Saul turned against David, and David had to flee for his very life because Saul was after him. David would be considered an outlaw and a fugitive from Israel, and he had to go and live with the Philistines, those people whom he had killed their giant, those people whom he was fighting against. This is where he went and hid amongst them. We are reminded that simply because God leads our lives, it does not mean that all will go smoothly. You see, there's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be all kinds of things happening. It is easy to see times when we seek to follow Christ in the faith that we have, and things go wonderful. Things couldn't go any better. Yet there are other times that difficult situations arise that can cause us great pain. But it is as people of faith, you and I, people of faith, that during those difficult times that we do not give into despair. You know, we all have difficult times. We just listened to a prayer list of people asking for and updating and letting know what's going on. In the midst of all, we find ourselves in difficult times. And we are, God says we are not to give up in despair. We continue to hope because we believe we are seeking God's will for our lives. The second thing today is the author of 2 Samuel wants to be clear that David became greater and greater. Verse 10, it says, because the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. Because the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him. He was with David. And we all know that David did wonderful and miraculous things with God, but when he started doing things on his own, he got in trouble. When he started filling his oats, as we've heard over, my granddaddy used to say that, you need to come down a step or two, a notch or two. You get to feeling the oats, you get to feeling too highly of yourself, and something's going to happen. So it says, we believe today that the Lord of hosts is always with us. Yes, we do. But the question is, are we open to listening and experiencing God's grace? Are we open to what God has in store for us? You see, God's grace is all around us, and it allows us to be able to do so many things that we could never do on our own. Are we open to listening and experiencing God's grace? Up to this point, David seems very genuine in seeking to follow God's will for his life. But there will come a time in David's reign when he will choose. He will choose to follow his own way rather than listening to God. And we know that's when he gets in trouble with Bathsheba. We know that's when he makes a plot to kill her husband. We know all those things that he does because he is not following God's law. He's following man's law, and he's following himself. He looks inward. You see, God had asked David to be the shepherd of all Israel. Shepherd my sheep, he says. Be my shepherd to the people. But the time would come when David would begin to live for himself. You know, there comes a time in our life every day. There comes in a every day of every week, every month, every year. We make a choice when we wake up what we are going to do, how we're going to behave, how we are going to act in a certain situation. If we start our day by asking God to help us make it through that day, listening to his word, reading his word, doing our devotion time, our quiet time, whatever it is, to take that time to pray, to take your bulletins home with you and take look at your prayer list. I see I write all over mine, so I'll know what's going on. Things I might have forgotten if I didn't jot it down. Things that you need to remember during the week, people you need to lift up, people you might need to send a card to. Things that put other people in the place of feeling other than yourself. You know, so many times when we get to doing good and everybody's bragging on us and we're just so wonderful, don't listen to your press. Don't listen to the press release and all the good things that come your way. Yes, say thank you, and I appreciate that. But always be reminded and always know that it comes from God. It comes from God. It comes from someone being there and us being willing to allow that grace to work in and through us. It's not anything that we have done. You see, today, the promise is that God will lead all of us and to use us in meaningful ways. God is going to use all the bad things for good if we come to him. He's going to take those things and he will remember them no more, and we need to let go of them. But the thing about what happens here on earth, what happens with our family, our friends, our community, is sometimes, you know, they don't forget. They might can forgive you, but they're not going to forget it. They're going to remember enough of it that they pop it back up every now and then to remind you of who you are. You know, you don't need reminding. I would hope not. You know what you have done and what you haven't done. You know what you have said or haven't said. And sometimes things are taken and people run with it. But what you have to do is you have to stand strong. You have to stand tall. You have to be the one that stands on faith and says, you know, it's God is working in and through me. I can't help what my child has done, what my spouse has done, what my siblings have done, what my friends have done, my parents, whatever. But I can take care of this with between me and God, and I can be a better me for all those people, for my children, for my family, for those around me, for those that listen, for those that come into this place. I can be a better me. You see, we will be the people of hope because we know that in good times and in hard times, in good times and in hard times, the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with us. You see, even in the good times, there's a song that is sung called God on the Mountain is still God in the Valley. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the good times is still God in the bad times. All these things, you see, that God on the mountain that we have those epiphany times, those mountaintop experiences, is still that God when we come down and we deal with the valley every day. Same God. We're just in a different situation, a different place. You know, we have to be a part of everything, and God builds us up. He gives us that strength we need to stand with those people on the mountain and be nourished and replenished so that we can come down and go out into the world. He brings you to this place on Sunday mornings. He brings you sometimes on Wednesday nights across the street. Sometimes he just brings you into something, a Bible study on Wednesday morning, a Bible study during the fall. Whatever he does, he brings us to this place, and we come together as his people. We come together as a church family and community. We come together to be nourished and replenished. And each time can be that mountaintop for many people. And we leave this place and we go out into the world. And what do we take with us? What do we take with us? You see, the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with us each and every step of the way, every day, always. Because with God, we need to expect the unexpected, because he's going to use us where we are if we are willing to open up our hearts and our minds to him. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this day for who you are, for the love, for the blessings, for the kindness, for the goodness. We do thank you, Lord, for the trials and tribulations that test our faith, that calls us to grow stronger, that place where we can find an abiding goodness, that place where we draw each and every day, whether it be in word or deed, whether it be in music, whatever it is that we are hearing, we are being a part of, that brings us to your throne of grace. It might be sometime during our day when we started out really good and somewhere along the way, it's all just fell apart. Lord, we just ask that you allow us the strength, that you allow us the courage, you allow us the dignity to be there for each other in those times, that you remind us, Lord, always of that goodness and that grace that comes to us all of us so undeserving people, but yet it's there for the asking. It's there in the midst of it all. It's grace upon grace upon grace that comes our way. Hold us close now. Be with us during this time and remind us of your goodness always. For it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.